This is SBS News. In this bulletin, New South Wales police say they'll find and punish more of those who protested against Sydney's lockdown, while the Premier says she is utterly disgusted. Tens of thousands of people in France protest against lockdown measures. And in sport, the Matildas' hopes of reaching the second round of the Olympics suffer a setback after losing to Sweden in the opening round. New South Wales police say those who protested against COVID-19 restrictions in central Sydney yesterday will face a range of penalties. It's estimated 3,500 people took part in the unauthorised protest. Police will analyse footage from social media, CCTV and police body-worn cameras to identify more of those who took part. New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner Mal Lanyon says they'll be punished accordingly.
Each of the individuals that were present could face a range of penalties. It may well be more significant than a $1,000 fine. We've already arrested and we will put people before the court, and as I said, strike force seasoned, we'll continue to investigate and where appropriate put people before the court. The penalty could be more significant.
New South Wales is expecting up to 50,000 extra Pfizer doses as the state battles surging COVID cases. All eyes will again be on the case numbers today after 163 fresh virus cases were reported yesterday. The state's health minister, Brad Hazzard, says very worryingly, 45 were infectious out in the community. Adults aged 18 and over in Greater Sydney are being urged to strongly consider AstraZeneca following a change of advice by ATAGI, Australia's Vaccine Advisory Group. Greater Sydney remains in lockdown until at least 30th of July. And three local government areas in regional New South Wales are under stay-at-home orders until at least 28th of July, as authorities battle to contain the outbreak of the Delta variant. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says Victoria's on track for a planned easing of COVID-19 restrictions on Tuesday, but it's not something authorities can yet confirm. The state recorded 12 new locally acquired cases on Saturday. 10 of them were in quarantine throughout their entire infectious period, and all are linked to current outbreaks. He has indicated that the cases don't have to get to zero.
There are no absolutes here. We make judgments on all of those aspects, and if there's a case who's in the community, but we can chase down all of their close contacts in a timely way, then that doesn't mean that it puts everything on hold.
Overseas, French authorities say more than 160,000 people have taken part in the latest demonstrations across France against COVID-19 restrictions. The capital, Paris, saw the biggest protests, where some clashed with police. They were protesting against a bill requiring everyone to have a special virus pass to enter restaurants and other venues and mandating COVID-19 vaccinations for all healthcare workers. New research shows low rates of organ donation among Australia's migrant communities. The study by Australia's Organ and Tissue Authority shows just 112 of Australia's 7.5 million people born overseas had signed up to be organ donors last year. There's also been a 16% decrease in overall organ donors in the past year because of the pandemic. The Organ and Tissue Authority's Helen Opdem says there are many reasons people don't register to donate.
Within the Australian community, you know, we love the fact we've got a multicultural community. It's what makes Australia so rich. And I think we all want access to transplantation for ourselves and for the people we love. Now, the only way that's going to work is if we're willing to donate as well. It's particularly important from people from different ethnic groups to be willing to donate.
To the Olympics, and the Matildas' hope of reaching the second round of the Olympics have suffered a setback after losing to Sweden 4-2 in the opening round. In the pool, Aussie star Emma McCune posted a new Australian record in her 100-metre butterfly heat in a time of 55.82 seconds, tying with China's Zhang Zhufi. Meanwhile, cyclist Richard Carapaz has claimed Ecuador's second ever gold medal in the men's road race, just 6 days after finishing third in the Tour de France. And now a look at Sunday's weather. Perth, a shower or 2-19. Adelaide, showers with wind easing 15. Melbourne, similar conditions and 13 degrees. Hobart, a shower or 2-9. Canberra, a few showers with a top of 8 degrees. Wollongong, windy, partly cloudy and 15. Sydney, windy and mostly sunny 15. Newcastle, partly cloudy and windy with a top of 16. Brisbane becoming windy and sunny and 21 degrees. Cairns partly cloudy 28 and Darwin mostly sunny 32. This is SBS News.